Just bow our heads in prayer. Father, we ask that your word would speak to us, to our minds and to our hearts and to our lives. Lord Jesus, as we continue to celebrate your resurrection, we are thankful. And Holy Spirit, thank you for the reading and your breath. Breathe in us all through this service. And I pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, Jesus breathed on the apostles and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Thomas, who had been with Jesus early on, was with all the apostles when Jesus decided to go to Bethany to raise Lazarus from the dead. Although they didn't know that, they all knew that it was very dangerous to go there. So they asked Jesus, "A short while ago, the Jews tried to stone you to death, and yet you're going back there?" In the end, it was Thomas who said to everyone who was there, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." Thomas was devoted to Jesus, and he was a man of incredible courage. He was there when Lazarus' sisters, Martha and Mary, came to Jesus to talk to him. He, along with the other apostles, heard Jesus say, "Your brother will rise again. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" He heard Martha reply, "Yes, Lord." He was there when Jesus went to Lazarus' tomb, a cave with a circular stone around it that we remember from Easter, just like Jesus' tomb. He heard Jesus say, "Take away the stone." And he was there when Jesus said in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out, alive and well." He was there standing in awe and wonder and amazement like the other apostles about what they had just experienced. He had seen it with his own eyes, and he heard Jesus speak. There used to be a short radio program by Paul Harvey called "The Rest of the Story." Some of you may remember it. Harvey would start with a brief overview of a person's story, and we listeners knew what was going to happen. But after a short commercial break, Harvey would come back and tell the rest of the story that was always very different from what the audience thought would happen. In our tradition, we often only see Thomas as doubting Thomas, but there is more, far more, to the rest of his story. Jesus gave him, along with the other apostles, the gift of the Holy Spirit to empower him to follow Jesus wherever he led them. The other apostles, we know, traveled north and west. Thomas went east, all the way to India. It was a trip by boat of roughly 4,000 kilometers. Now think about that for a moment. 4,000 kilometers that led him to a port in Kerala on the west coast of India. And so you can see at the bottom of India in the purple, on the left, at the very bottom, you'll see Kerala. And that's where he landed. I learned the rest of Thomas's story from a Christian Indian couple when I was a curate at Stone Church in St. John. They were both doctors who had emigrated to Canada. Thomas arrived in India about 54 AD, about 20 years after Jesus' death and resurrection. He immediately began to tell the people there about Jesus' good news. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, his ministry was effective as people responded, perhaps using the same words as Thomas, about Jesus, "My Lord and my God." A church was formed by the recent converts and over time spread to other parts of India. From time to time, Thomas may have also heard Jesus' words that he spoke to him. Blessed are those who have not seen me, and yet they have believed. Imagine the surprise of the first Europeans to arrive at the same place 1,400 years later. Well, think about that, 1,400 years later. And they were there to bring the gospel to India. But they found that Christianity was alive and well, already firmly established. God had been at work. The peace that Jesus gave to his apostles and later to Thomas within the power of the Holy Spirit grew deep roots in India. And it's sad today that many politicians in India say that Christianity is a Western religion recently imported to India. They ignore their own history, that Thomas, one of the apostles, started the church there about 2,000 years ago. It was not easy to bring Jesus' good news to India, just as it was not easy to bring Christianity anywhere in the world. Jesus' good news always brings joy, that by God's grace, we are freed from all our sins. But there is also always opposition. And we heard about that opposition today in the reading from Acts. The newly formed church in Jerusalem was doing amazing things, and it caught the attention of the Jewish authorities, who became jealous that so many people were coming to faith and they were being healed of their illnesses. They arrested the apostles. Thomas was probably with them. We don't know for sure, but he was one of the 12. Peter, and it says the other apostles, in their defense, said to the authorities, "We must obey God rather than human beings. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead, whom you killed by hanging him on a cross. God exalted him on his right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might bring Israel to repentance and forgive their sins. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." Again, we see how the Holy Spirit was empowering them to speak truth to power in the midst of intimidation. In the end, they were all flogged. That's an unfamiliar word for us in our time. It means that they were beaten either with a whip or canes. It was a brutal, brutal punishment. Then they were ordered not to speak in the name of Jesus ever again. But Luke tells them, having suffered for their faith, the apostles left rejoicing, because they had been counted worthy of suffering the grace for the name of Jesus. And day after day, in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news. I'm not sure when Christians thought that if they were Christians, nothing bad would ever happen to them. But there was a time in my life when many Christians were taught that and believed it. Of course, it's not true. Jesus suffered and died for us, and the apostles, as we just heard, suffered for proclaiming the good news of Jesus. And there was opposition to Jesus, there's opposition to the apostles, and there continues to be opposition to Jesus' good news today, in Canada as well. It was no different in India for Thomas. As the church grew, it faced opposition and then persecution. Thomas died for his faith. A spear was thrust into his side. But the seeds that Jesus planted through him bore fruit 30, 60, and 100 times. Today's statistics indicate there are more Christians in India than there are in Canada, around 26 million there, compared to about 19 million here. They're not all Thomas Christians, but they are Christians, and even some of them are Anglicans. Thomas heard Jesus' words, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." He lived that empowered by the Holy Spirit. The rest of the story of the Apostle Thomas is full of courage, hope, and joy in the midst of opposition and persecution. He pursued his ministry in the power of the Holy Spirit and brought the peace of God to India. Today, we live in a very different time and place. But when we believe, as Thomas did, that Jesus is the only Son of God, we too receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. As we occasionally sing around Easter, God's not dead. No, he is alive. The living, risen Jesus is with us now because his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, chooses to live in us as individuals and in this community, in this church. We too are empowered by the Holy Spirit to live our lives for Jesus. And as we follow Jesus, what will be the rest of our story? One thing I know for sure. If Jesus could say, "Peace be with you," to the disciples who ran away and hid after his death on the cross, the living Jesus will continue to say to us, "Peace be with you." Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, thank you for sending your Son Jesus and all that he has done for us. Lord Jesus, thank you for your peace, given freely. And Holy Spirit, breathe in us as you breathed in Thomas, as you breathe in India. May we be refreshed by you this day and in the days and months ahead. And I pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.